by welcoming everyone to this week's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is going to focus on asking our community leaders to champion their support to President Biden. We know that Congress has paused the process of negotiating the budget reconciliation package, so maintaining climate as a political priority continues to be CCL's main focus. It's just shifting a little bit in this time right now. And since local leaders have extra clout, asking your community leaders, both those that have endorsed the Energy Innovation Act or some other form of significant climate action, carbon pricing, you name it, as well as non-endorsers yet, to personally email President Biden's office and identify themselves as a community leader when they call is going to be strategic key action that Sabrina will review tonight, along with some other scaffolding to set that up. And again, we want to emphasize that local elected officials, business executives, and faith leaders all can be especially persuasive. So to take us through tonight's training and a lot of the resources we have to support you in your work doing this, we are going to be joined by the wonderful Sabrina Butcher. Sabrina started as a CCL volunteer back in 2018 and joined the staff last year in 2021. She now serves as CCL's action and endorsement coordinator, as well as liaison to Michigan's 8th Congressional District. So it'd be in wonderful hands with Sabrina's work. And if we've done our job well, over the next hour, we're going to have the chance to review the following three learning goals. Why now is the time for you to engage community leaders to continue to champion their support? Who to ask in your community to speak up in supporting a price on carbon to help President Biden keep his promise. And we'll also review what to give your community leader on how and what to say in their outreach, as well as where you can find that in CCL community. And our agenda to take us through that is pretty straightforward. Why now? Which community leaders? How they should contact President Biden's office? What they should say when they do so, and how else to highlight that support in your district. But with that, I will pass it to Sabrina, and you're in for a real treat, everyone. So thanks so much for spending your Thursday night with us.
Thanks, Brett, and hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm going to start with a story from CCL's National Actions Director, who is here tonight, Todd Elvins. And I'll tell you that the moral of the story is that you probably know a lot more community leaders than you think you do. Todd surfs every morning, and one day while he was waiting for waves, one of his surf buddies asked if there was any news on the climate stuff he does. Todd told him that we were running a campaign to get constituents to call their members of Congress. I'm sure you're all familiar with our previous campaign. So Todd's friend said, "So you know I'm a partner at my law firm, do you think my call would have any clout?" Todd said, "Absolutely yes," and promised him the next wave if he agreed to make that call. So business leaders like Todd Surf Buddy are terrific community leaders, and they do have extra clout with Congress and with President Biden. So let's jump in. Why are community leaders important now, and which community leaders should you ask? We'll explore these two questions and some more in this section ahead. So the Biden administration has committed to reduce emissions 50% of 2005 levels by 2030. This is an ambitious goal. In order to achieve this goal, economists agree that carbon pricing will have to be implemented. So the way I see this promise is it's a promise to implement carbon pricing. Congress is working to help the president achieve that goal, but they have paused their work on budget reconciliation. During this time, our focus at CCL is ensuring that strong climate policy remains a priority for the budget administration and for the Biden administration and this Congress. You can help to increase support for carbon pricing by having your community leaders contact President Biden's office and ask him to keep his promise. Community leaders are great outreach because they often create jobs and economic activity in the district, so their voice carries that extra weight. Hearing support for strong climate action from both volunteers and community leaders at the same time will be the most impactful. Your outreach will help to keep carbon pricing in the minds of Biden's admin and members of Congress amidst all the other things that they're paying attention to right now. So up until recently, our Grasstops work was 100% focused on getting people who've already endorsed climate policies in the past to personally call Congress to show their support for carbon pricing. At this point, our ask has changed because volunteers have re-engaged most of our endorsers. So we've expanded our scope to ask all community leaders, whether they have endorsed or not, and we're asking them to personally email Biden's office now. Especially focus on community leaders who are concerned about climate change or have particularly great influence in your district or state. Community leaders all fall into two categories, the ones you know and the ones you don't know. I recommend talking to the former. You'll have more success contacting community leaders you already know or who you can reach through your personal network or your chapter network. You might be curious which types of community leaders will be extra persuasive to Biden's office. I have a few recommendations. Local elected officials, including state legislators, county commissioners, and city council members. Local elected officials are especially persuasive because they represent hundreds to thousands of constituents and are responsible for protecting their jurisdiction from climate change. Your local business owners are also great options, especially large local employers. These are terrific community leaders to champion support because they create jobs and economic activity in your district and state. Your local faith leaders are persuasive because they represent large numbers of congregants and many members of Congress practice a faith. And finally, your local economists are persuasive and trusted messengers because they can explain why carbon pricing is the fastest, cheapest, simplest, fairest, most effective, and most transparent way to reduce emissions 50% by 2030. All right, so how should you approach your community leaders? To make your job easier, we have provided an example email template and phone call script to support your outreach. Our CCL community training page, asking community leaders to champion their support. On there is a link to a Google Doc that has an example script and a follow-up email that you can use in your outreach to community leaders you know, whether they've endorsed in the past or not. In the next section, let's cover what actions you can take to encourage your community leaders to send emails and show their support. The best way for a community leader to connect with President Biden's office is via email. This is different from how we were recommending community leaders contact Congress. That was over the phone. The best method to contact President Biden is over email. For your community leaders to do that, they can use CCL's link to take action. They could go to whitehouse.gov/contact, and there's a contact form that Biden's administration has set up. Or if they would prefer to call, the White House does have a phone number. In the email or during the call, your community leader should start by identifying their role in the community. Here's an example. Hi, my name's Sabrina. I'm a business owner in Southeast Michigan, and I'm calling to urge President Biden to keep his promise of reducing carbon emissions by 50% of 2005 levels by 2030. The more emails Biden's office receives from a variety of community leaders and constituents, the better. Your chapter could even set a goal of getting 3 to 5 community leaders to email Biden each week. After emailing President Biden, please encourage your community leaders to continue to show their support. I am going to provide a variety of ways they can do that. First, they can post their support on their own social media, and they should tag President Biden and also use the hashtag #PriceOnCarbon. Community leaders can write an op-ed or co-write an op-ed with you and your chapter and submit it to one or more traditional or online newspapers. They could write a personal or open letter to President Biden, or they could help get 5 of their community leader colleagues to also write an email to Biden. 3, 5, 1, however many community leaders they have as colleagues, any of them writing to Biden would be amazing. And then if your community leaders take any of these actions, please be sure to log them in the CCL action tracker as they happen. When your community leader does take action, here are some ways that you and your chapter can highlight your community leader to inspire others to show their support as well. You could write a post on your chapter's forum or CCL community or in other CCL community forums such as group leaders, liaisons, and action team forums, depending on your roles within CCL. You can post about your community leader's support on your own social media or your chapter's CCL social media. You should tag your community leader and President Biden and also use the hashtag #PriceOnCarbon. Or you could write a letter to the editor that cites climate-related problems in the news and shows off your community leader's support of carbon pricing as the best first step to reduce emissions by 50% by 2030. Okay, now we're gonna hear some success stories from a couple volunteers who have successfully engaged community leaders. We'll start with Emily Custer, who got an endorsement from the American coffee chain Phil's Coffee, And then we'll hear from Joanne Levoy, a volunteer from Nevada, who helped get the Nevada State Medical Association to sign the Business Climate Leaders Health Organization's carbon pricing declaration.
So basically, the Business Climate Leaders has found that when you're first approaching a business about carbon pricing, it can be helpful to ask for a more generic endorsement first and then move on to a more specific endorsement of this particular bill. Because many in the coffee industry, for example, many industry owners will be unfamiliar with carbon pricing and they're going to need a little bit of time to kind of acclimate to the idea of what this type of policy is before they're going to want to endorse a specific policy. So the declaration that Business Climate Leaders and our coffee team has put together includes both. It includes a generic endorsement of carbon pricing, as well as a specific endorsement of the Energy Innovation Act. So we put together this declaration that's available online, and then we started conducting some widespread outreach to coffee shop owners, coffee brewers and roasters, U.S. coffee growers, and associations of brewers and growers. And I went ahead and reached out to Phil's Coffee because Phil's has a location just several blocks from my house, and it's a place that I, you know, stop in frequently, so it was quite easy. So basically, my process was I sent them an email and I sent them the link to the coffee declaration and explained its relevance. And I also emphasized my personal connection to the local store. You know, I said, I'm a, you know, member of this neighborhood and I, you know, I love your coffee. Didn't hear anything back. My next step was just following up, making sure that people had, you know, seen the email. And after that follow-up, I was put in touch with the vice president of sustainability from Phil's Coffee. So that was sort of the breakthrough. And I think as often the breakthrough is just getting in touch with the person who's really gonna care about this. So the VP of sustainability wasn't actually familiar with carbon pricing. So we exchanged a few emails about it. I answered some questions over email. And then she said, you know, I'm interested, but I'm not sure, I just wanna have a call. So we set up a phone call and we had a really nice Zoom chat, and I basically just answered all of her questions. She wanted a little more time to think through it. She wanted to hear a little bit more about kind of what the implications of endorsing are. I think sometimes endorsers feel that they aren't sure how other people will react to the endorsement, particularly if it's a very centrist endorsement. So she wanted to kind of think that through a little bit. And I basically let her know that we can make this as big or little of a deal as you want it to be. If you want to advertise that you're endorsing this, we can spam it all over social media. If you want to kind of keep it on the down low for now, that's fine too. So she basically said, well, for the time being, let's just sign on and we'll just sort of see how that goes and let it ride for a little while. And then we can revisit. So yeah, so I just continued to follow up until it was signed. And she went through the declaration and she signed both sort of the generic endorsement of carbon pricing and then the specific endorsement of our bill. So I just wanted to pass a few resources along to all of you as well. If you have a local coffee shop that you're interested in reaching out to, we have a whole bunch of different resources here for you. All right. So basically it has what the declaration is itself. It cites all of the evidence around coffee and climate change. It cites the evidence for carbon pricing, and then it has an option to sign the declaration here.
Sabrina, thanks so much for inviting me to talk to the group tonight. You know, I think of all the activities that CCL does. For me, Grasstop's work is one of the hardest ones. A lot of us aren't natural salespeople or we're introverts. And I love that CCL invites us to stretch and improve our skills. And I think Grasstop's is probably the way that's been the biggest stretch for me. And, you know, I found working in trying to get different endorsements that sometimes you have to knock on a lot of doors to have any success. So I was really happy when the Business Climate Leaders came out with the Healthcare Individual Professionals Letter. And the CCL Health Team is really a great resource for anything related to climate and health. And on their site is a lot of instructions about how one might use those two letters. So I just happened to run across that, and I've done some work on climate and health for the last few years. I'm involved with the Nevada State Medical Association, and that group has actually passed a few resolutions related to stating that climate is a problem for human health. And so I had a list of a few doctors and a few nurses and a few other health professionals, and I forwarded the healthcare professionals' letter to about 20 people and asked them to sign it. The great thing about that is it's a really simple thing that busy people can do in just a few minutes. And it had some good uptake, and a couple of my colleagues actually forwarded that to a bunch of their friends. And in the small state of Nevada, in no time at all, we had about 30 plus individual signatures. What would it take for the Nevada State Medical Association to sign on to this? So we organized a presentation to the Public Health Commission, which is a small group of probably about a dozen doctors at first. And we had a nurse, a non-health professional CCL member who basically did a lot of the organizing, myself, and I invited a resident, a doctor in training, a young doctor to come. Because as with all things, youth really has a lot of power. And so we presented a very brief overview of the health risks of climate change, the reason why the carbon fee and dividend would be helpful, especially focusing on the improvements to health. And the resident gave about a 2-minute, very impassioned statement about why he thinks this is important. And that group of doctors is actually quite sympathetic to climate change, and they agreed for the Public Health Commission to endorse that. Then, the Medical Association has a structure. It has to go through executive committee, and it has to be brought forward to the whole group. So that actually took several months. We have one annual meeting a year, and I wrote up a resolution which just basically said that we endorse the healthcare organization carbon price, climate and carbon pricing letter, and it actually passed with just a little bit of discussion and almost no opposition. So the lesson for me was that really we can have a lot of allies in this fight if we approach it from a point of our strength. So the strength was that I actually have involvement in this organization, and that you never know how many allies you have until you go knocking on some doors and asking. And the great thing that's happened out of that is that several other doctors that were present in that meeting expressed a lot of interest in working on climate change. And so we've been able to take that and separately work on things like problems with excess heat in Nevada. That's a huge problem. Air quality and wildfires. How can we work on urban heat island problems that are unjustly and inequitably impacting people in need in our cities? And so the letter has actually been a springboard for that. We've also been able to use that endorsement with our members of Congress, and recently had success with one of our members co-sponsoring the bill, and I think partly because of the State Medical Association endorsement. So it was not that difficult, and it was kind of fun, and I'm excited that we have it.
Yeah. You can have a success story too, just like Joanne and Emily. Both of their stories started by simply asking connections they already had to support carbon pricing. This is a really similar approach that you can take to getting people to contact Biden. An individual email from Emily led to her communications with Phil's Coffee's VP of Sustainability, and the bulk emails sent by Joanne's chapter, or what she called knocking on doors, led to support from so many doctors in Nevada, and then eventually the Nevada State Medical Association. And all of these people are community leaders, and all of them are impactful and have clout with Biden. I think it's also important to note that these successes both took time. So don't worry if people aren't responding to you right away, and also don't be afraid to continue following up. If you're a prominent community leader, or the prominent community leader that you're reaching out to would prefer speaking out privately about their support, there are a lot of options you can explore with them on this front. Consider using one of these statement formats. Your community leader could write a personal letter to the White House, either by hand or type it up and mail it. They could join you for a pre-planned and rehearsed CCL lobby meeting. We have meetings coming up in June that you could work a community leader into. Or they can send a message to their influential colleagues, introducing them to CCL, the concept of carbon pricing, and suggest that they consider voicing their support as well. Also, your member of Congress is a community leader too, so their support can influence other representatives, senators, and President Biden. If your MOC is a co-sponsor, you can ask them to talk about why they support carbon pricing in an op-ed, on their social media, and whenever they speak in public. And ask them to support strong climate provisions in budget reconciliation once negotiations resume. For more information, we have a whole training on how to work with existing co-sponsors, and I think Brett has that link that he can put in the chat as well. And as always, be creative with your Grasstops outreach. I have one more idea to share with you all, but I am always here to support your ideas as well. We have a new training page on CCL Community that can help you create your own sign-on letter and walk you through the process of getting signers. This is similar to approaching community leaders for an endorsement or to ask them to champion their support in another way, but this is potentially an easier and faster ask. Like Joanne mentioned, getting people to sign on to BCL's Health Professionals Declaration was super fast and easy. This could be similar. You can start with endorsers and community leaders you know who care about climate change and have helped out in the past. If you start a sign-on letter and talk to some community leaders about signing, please record all those actions in the action tracker. Finally, before we get to questions, I want to make a quick plug for the Endorsement Help Desk. If you have any questions or problems with endorsements, community leaders, the EICDA page, the GET, or Grasstops Outreach, go ahead and send an email to endorse@citizensclimate.org. Don't be shy. This email is staffed by super volunteers who have a lot of answers for you.
Excellent. Well, I think first and foremost, let's give a huge round of applause to Sabrina and just all of the excellent outline and overlay of what you've walked us through tonight. If you have any questions after tonight, feel free again in the chat. I've put a link prior to this to the endorse@citizensclimate.org help desk. All those friendly people with headsets waiting to talk to you and your questions. We've got the CCL community training page there, as well as our forums, which is a short link, simply just cclusa.org/forums. If there's anything else that you wanted to share from your success story, so you can be featured on the next training, because we absolutely know that the work that you're doing in your communities is making a difference, and we can't wait to hear all about it, to share and inspire each other in this collective work. So thank you all so much for being here, but also know we hope you have a wonderful rest of your night, and stay safe, everyone.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.